Number two, we are not successor trustee. We do not serve as successor trustee of your existing trust. This is something that I see over and over and over again as attorneys send me their proposed orders is to include us as their successor trustee. Number one, the Arc of Texas is not the trustee anyway. Providence First Trust Company is actually our trustee, but we do not serve as successor trustee of other folks' trusts. So we are the manager and Providence First is the trustee of our four master trust documents. So when you're looking at writing your orders to do that transfer, don't include successor trustee language because that is not what our role is. As I mentioned, we cannot accept your individual trust. Here at the Arc of Texas, we have our four trusts and that is it. There are other organizations who have pooled trusts who also do individual trusts. So if that's something that you're looking for, look to one of those other pooled trusts to see if they're going to work out for you. We can't, again, I mentioned this a second ago, but we can't amend our trust or joinder agreement for your beneficiary specifically. These things are set the way that they are specifically because we have Social Security's approval on these. And so we don't make any of those amendments unless it's for the entire pool or those individuals under those specific trusts. So the court does have authority to establish the subaccount, but they can't amend it, appoint, or change the trustee. We've had some situations in the past where a court wanted to change the trustee of our trust. And again, in the trust document, we have master trust that says that the Arc of Texas is who actually determines who the trustee is. The third piece that is really important to recognize is that the Arc of Texas specifically, some other pooled trusts may, but we only accept cash assets. So if you have a house, if you've got property, if you've got mineral rights, if you've got any of those things, we cannot accept them. Cash assets are all we can accept. We can't accept your stocks or your investments in kind. Some others do accept real estate or non-cash assets, but we do not. So think about that as you're looking to say, hey, is this a good trust that we need to transfer? We do oftentimes work with where an individual might have two trusts where maybe one holds a particular asset and then we are the ones who administer the cash side of things. So reach out to us if you have a situation like that where somebody might be able to serve as trustee over maybe a portion of it and then we would have the other portion of it. So talk to us about that if that's something that is of interest to you. I talk to a lot of people about transferring to us, and we want to help you out as best we can, but we're not always going to be the right fit. So really, really think about these things as you're looking to move them over. Oftentimes I get phone calls because they can't figure out anybody else to do it. And so then they're like, hey, will you take it? I have said, as long as people have met our qualifications in my 9 years here, I have not said no to someone so long as they meet our beneficiary requirements, the requirements of our trust document. But I really ask that you make sure that this actually fits before you try to fit a square peg in a round hole. So think about this as you are looking to a pooled trust to potentially be your transfer options. Couple of questions that I ask folks to answer before they consider moving it over to us. Number one, is the beneficiary disabled? That is the number one question that I have to ask folks because I'll get those phone calls and then they're like, oh no, well, maybe they have a diagnosis. And so what our trust document requires and what the code requires is that in order to be a part of a pooled trust, the individual has to meet Social Security's definition of a person with a disability. I get a lot of questions around minors who have Medicaid but don't have SSI or don't meet Social Security's definition. Unfortunately, we're not the right people to serve that person. There are other trusts out there who do have other types of trust that may protect those assets for those individuals, but it is not a pooled trust. So recognize that the individual does need to meet that definition in order for us to be able to accept it. Where does the beneficiary live? Do they live in Texas? If they don't live in Texas, we cannot take them. Again, there are other pooled trusts out there. Might be a fantastic place. Figure out wherever they live. Find a pooled trust in their area. See if it's something that they are able to accept. Assets. We just discussed that. What type of assets are held in trust currently? Can something happen to that? Oftentimes, I've seen a number of times where folks who might have a house in a trust and then they actually do a transfer to the beneficiary directly and then they move the funds over to us. Sometimes it's a matter of hanging on to a piece of something in that original trust and then moving the rest of the assets over to the Ark of Texas.